Tuesday, March 24th, was a great day, three or four days all rolled into one, full of exposure to learning, excitement, and the warm and simple pleasures of seeing kinfolks and old friends. Chronologically, it went like this. I got up about 6 and was airborne at 7 with Liz and about 25 or 30 members of the press. We arrived at Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, a little past 9, and walked down the ramp of the plane to meet Jim Webb, who had helped us plan the whole thing, and Mrs. Webb, that handsome Dr. Werner von Braun, the papacita of the Space Center, and his beautiful young wife, the mayor, Congressman Bob Jones, and an outstanding employee of the Flight Center, Mrs. Mary Derryberry, age 70. Ivo Sparkman and her daughter Julian Ann had come down with me on the plane, as had Dorothy Redenberg Bush, Christine Jones, and Mrs. Owens, the National Committee Woman, though I was well flanked by Alabamians. The first, the inevitable event, was the greeting ceremonies. There were about 300 people down in front of the platform, VIPs from Huntsville, civic and community leaders, industrial and business representatives. Jim Webb welcomed me, and then I set the tone of the day, I hope, by giving the reasons I had come, really. One reason is because Lyndon had authored the Space Act back in 1958, and ever since then, it's been his white-hot interest, and naturally, by osmosis, a lot of that's come through to me. Second, I'm really proud of the vital role that women are playing in space. About 20% of the payroll here at the Space Flight Center consists of women, ranging all the way from clerks and typists to aerospace engineers. And then, the really most important part is because this space program is one thing that's taking the South, that's taking Alabama into the future. The South, so long mired in its troubles of the past, has taken a long step toward catching up with the rest of the United States in its attachment to the space program. Used a line, the South has hitched its wagon to the stars, and that's one the papers picked up a lot. In any of my trips to the South, I want to accent its future and not its past. What better springboard than space? When that was over, I rode with Jim Webb and Dr. Von Braun, and we began a long morning of seeing the care, feeding, and development of Saturn, so to speak. Rocket that before this decade is over will take man to the moon, or so we boldly hope. We stopped first at the engineering division hangar, and Dr. Von Braun tried to describe to me what I was going to be seeing. At each stop along the way, I would meet a new escort officer, almost always a woman. First, there was the wind tunnel models, show what effects wind currents have on rockets. Then on to see a gyro in a suitcase. That's the machinery that keeps the rocket on its proper course. And then a part of the so-called rocket brain. And then a flexible tube consisting of thousands of pieces of glass with a lens at each end, which can take pictures inside the rocket during flight. I must confess, one of the most interesting things to me, however, was not the machinery, but the people. I kept on asking them, "Where are you from?" And over, I would get the names of little towns in Alabama. Vanna, Wetawee, Cullman, or frequently from Mississippi, Tennessee, or Georgia. And when I would ask where they got the education, very satisfactorily to me, that is, it was frequently Auburn, the University of Alabama, Vanderbilt. Of course, there had to be a sprinkling of MIT in there, and always in the background, you were conscious, because of their accent and their really quite different look, of the German scientists, the ones we virtually kidnapped and picked up and brought over here from the Peenemünde rocket experiments and set down in Alabama to do our own work at the end of the last World War. Then we saw the evolution of the Saturn. There were about 6 Saturns lined up on the base, just like little dominoes on to big dominoes.